We're here with Tom Gallatin, who is VP of Marketing and Sales and also co-founder of Gigamon. How are you, Tom?
Hey, I'm good. My voice may not be, excuse me for that, but we'll persevere.
No problem. Hey, listen, maybe you can tell us more about Gigamon's product and what you're showing here.
Gigamon manufactures the GigaView Data Access Switch. And the GigaView Data Access Switch is a concept that supports the notion of a data access network that exists in the data center to support monitoring tools. Now, we don't really prefer one kind of monitoring tool over another. With support, we're indifferent to that. Our job is to facilitate the access that these tools require to packet data and information in the data center network. For example, a IDS might normally be attached to a SPAN port or maybe a tap where it would acquire its necessary packet information that it's used to perform security functions. Other tools may be like extrusion monitoring tools that would prevent information leakage from databases. Those are other tools that might be in our environment. We support other tools beyond the security world, like sniffers and recorders and VoIP monitoring and that kind of thing. Also Sarbanes-Oxley monitoring appliances. But generally what Gigamon does is provides for a way for these various tools to coexist, a way for the customers in the data center to make the necessary connections to these critical tools and provide a way for them to coexist. Normally a data center has to support probably 3, 4, 5, or 6 different category of monitoring tools. Data access becomes a problem because there are a limited number of places where they can acquire traffic. Plus, the notion of distributing these tools across the many switches and the many links in the network is a very daunting exercise. It is a very expensive exercise. And so a problem existed which Gigamon came to market to solve. And that literally was to provide a way to do 3 key things. Provide an aggregation solution to aggregate many data points together so that you could consolidate your security tools and other monitoring tools, thereby returning a substantial amount of the tool budget back to your other purposes. So saving money is one of the most important things that Gigamon does for our customer base. Second, we can replicate traffic from SPAN ports or taps and allow multiple tools of different purposes to share the access to individual data sources. Third, we can filter. This is a key part of our solution, enabling each tool to have a customized view of the data without having necessarily to interfere with the view that neighboring tools have. Every tool gets a customized and unique look at the data traffic, whether it's just HTTP traffic or just certain VLANs or subnets or IP sessions. It doesn't matter what, we'll find a way to filter against those, discriminate the packets, and forward them to the correct tools. We can also load balance and load divide so that high volumes of traffic can be divided across multiple instances of the same tool. So in effect, what we're doing is coming to market to solve real data access problems at a layer which fits in between the primary network world and the tool world, creating a concept we call the Data Access Network, or DAN layer, that is a best practice in infrastructure development for data centers. This DAN layer is a concept that Gigamon brought to market and has caught on now and become the standard practice for many telcos, many institutions, many enterprises, where it allows a place where tools can be inserted into the data stream unobtrusively so that no interference with the data flow exists, yet the tool sees all the traffic it needs. We relieve the burden on the SPAN ports, we relieve the burden on the primary switches, and the backhaul that might otherwise exist on our SPAN applications. We relieve all of that, and make it so much easier for the network engineer and the security engineer to do deployment of their various monitoring tools, so they don't need to ask configuration management police permission to do a span port change. This way they can do their work without waiting for maintenance windows and have instant access to the data to either resolve security threats more quickly and prevent serious effects happening to their networks. On top of that, we can also increase the uptime of the network, providing a more comprehensive monitoring solution for all purposes. And I think also saving a substantial amount of money in both operational costs and capital costs by reducing the overhead necessary to manage the tools, and at absolutely reduce the capital expense by tool consolidation. So you don't need to put one tool at every switch. You can reduce that number and use aggregation features of our GigaView switch. This year at the RSA show, we're seeing quite a few IDS and other tools in the market that require these kinds of solutions. And we're partnering with many of the companies that manufacture those security tools. They're recommending us as a solution for their customers so that they can more conveniently and more economically deploy these products. To facilitate that, we're announcing the Citrus GUI, which is a management option to make a kind of a simple drag-and-drop solution for connectivity to enhance our standard CLI management interface. We're doing the best of both. We're not only solving the problems of advanced CLI filtering, but at the same time providing the ease of drag-and-drop management overlays by using a browser-based GUI. One other note about our GigaView product, it's designed with full SNMP trap compliant with SNMP support, also HTTPS and SH2 encryption management interfaces, so we're sure that the product fits into the enterprise. This is a substantially well-matured product. It's been in the marketplace for about 4 or 5 years and has gained a great deal of acceptance. We're absolutely the leaders in this space. We defined it, and at these days we find that customers have well accepted the notion of the Data Access Network, and Gigamon has succeeded to grow very nicely.
That's fantastic. Well, what takeaways do you have for our audience? It sounds like a very unique product, and it sounds like they could save a lot of money by implementing it. What should they come away from this audio with?
Well, I think you named it. They can, if they choose to implement the Data Access Network concept with Gigamon in their data centers, they'll provide a standard interface for all tools, including all security monitoring tools, and at the same time make it so much cheaper for them to deploy these tools so that, in many cases, budget constraints have prevented the deployment of some security monitoring devices that should have been deployed. And they've, for their pains, they've had to learn the lesson that they may have been penny wise and pound foolish. We have a solution that solves that very problem because we can radically save on the overall CapEx cost of deploying security products. Just a real fast example, one of the telcos that we work with recently decided that this was an important part of their solution and that they would implement the DAN concept in all of their data centers. They reported to me that they expect to save $3 million this year in capital expense for their various monitoring projects because they've chosen Gigamon to solve this problem. The same has been true for many other banks, financial institutions, ISPs, and government entities.
Fantastic. Well, Tom, thank you very much for your time, and have a great show.
Thanks very much. I'm going to go rest my voice now. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.